Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. So I want to start up a new inyan, back to a little bit Dinei Momonos, and the din that what we want to talk about is the halachas of halva. So the halachas of halva are going to revolve around is there a mitzvah? We're going to start with the sugya about the mitzvah to lend money. And after that, we're going to go into a chreis to pay back. If the guy's not paying back, what type of pressure are you allowed to put on him? There's a lot of leyigos. What about the arev? What does the arev fit in? Is it mitzvah to be an arev? What about heter iska? Is there a mitzvah to give it with heter iska? Is there bankruptcy? There's a lot of different halachas when you get borrowing and lending money. But let's just, the basic halacha, the basic shaila, which is the nature of the mitzvah to lend money. Okay? So, it's a very simple question. Let's just start with this. Well, I'll give a few examples of questions. Rav Moshe has a gevaldika shaila. Rav David actually asked Rav Moshe the shaila that someone asked him to borrow money. Now, the only way that he doesn't have the cash laying around. The way for him to lend the money would be he would have to take it out of his line of credit. So now it's going to cost him money to go lend the other guy money. Now, he can't charge, which is a whole different share in Hilchos Ribbis, he cannot charge the person who is using the line of credit, he cannot charge him that interest, because that's ribbis. So essentially, he would have to pay out of his own pocket to do the mitzvah of lending money. So you mukhiv to do that, you mukhiv to spend money, you mukhiv to spend money on a lulav, you mukhiv to spend money on an esrig, or you mukhiv to spend money to do the mitzvah of lending money. Right? It would cost me money to get the money. So now I'm going to cost me money to get the money, and I'm mechuyev to do that. Or, if I'm not mechuyev, so Rav David wanted to tell you that money that you're spending on the interest, that you're not charging yenim, is also part of the mitzvah, so you could take that off of meiser. So if you're borrowing $100,000, right, and for a year, and you're going to have to pay back $108,000, so the $100,000 that hopefully you're going to get back, so that is not, that you got back, you did a great mitzvah with it. But the $8,000 interest that you're paying, you can't charge him, you can't pass it on to him. But that you could take off of Meiser maybe. Because if you're not mechuyev, or you say, no, I'm mechuyev, this is a mitzvah, and I have an ability to do the mitzvah. So maybe I'm mechuyev to pay that money, to get money to lend him. So
the second guy can't pay the bank directly?
The second guy cannot pay the bank directly. There's a very big misconception that people have, is that this has nothing to do with me, I'm just facilitating it, he's actually not even paying me. He's paying the bill directly to the bank. And therefore, obviously, it's mutter. This is a very big misconception that it's ribbis ketzutza mideraisa. It's an issur deraisa of ribbis to do that. And if he actually paid the bank, you're mechuyev to pay him back. You're not even allowed to keep the money.
It's not
attributed. What? Right, because as far as that's concerned, well, that's very complicated. But I'm saying the idea is that the bank has no idea or couldn't care less about your arrangements with your friends. Right? So the bank is coming after you. So the loan to the bank is to you, and you are now re-lending the money to your friend, and therefore there's loan A to B and then a separate loan from B to C, and therefore the ribbish which the bank is charging you is not transferable to him, and you're re-lending the money to him at interest. So that's pashut. That we're not, he can't pay that. The shaila is, you can have him pay it to you with heter iska, but then you're not doing the mitzvah of halva, maybe. That's another question. If you write a heter iska, the Chafetz Chaim may be mashma, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of halva. Because it's a business transaction, you're getting money out of it. So all these things we have to see. So first of all, we know that there's a mitzvah of tzedakah in the Torah, like we heard a shir from Rav Khan last time when he was here, the mitzvah tzedakah, and Klal Yisrael does the mitzvah tzedakah an unbelievable way. We give out so much tzedakah, it's unbelievable. What about the mitzvah of halva, to lend someone money? So I printed out the pesukim over here that's negated to this mitzvah. There's two pesukim, one is in Shmais, one is in Parshas Mishpatim, one is in Parshas Re'eh. Interestingly, both of them we lay both of these pesukim on Yom Tov. Shmois we learn on Chol Moed Pesach, Re'eh we learn on Pesach and Sukkos and Shavuos. So the pasuk says like this: Im kesef talve es ami, if you're going to lend money to my nation, es ha'ani imach, do it to a poor person. Lo yisiyah lo kenoishet, it should not be a noishet. You shouldn't harass him for the money. Lo yisiyah lo neshech, don't put neshech on him. Okay, so you would tell me, okay, really, what this pasuk is telling me is don't charge interest. There's no pasuk here that tells me to lend money. As a matter of fact, it says im kesef tal ve'asami. If you lend money, don't pay with interest, right? If, right? Like the pasuk, there's certain mitzvahs like that. If you want to get divorced, write a get. There's no mitzvah to give a get. Don't walk away from the shares. There's a mitzvah, right? So who said that there's a mitzvah to lend money? Zok Rashi. I didn't bring the Rashi here. The Rashi brings a chazal on this pasuk that there's three places in the Torah where it says im is a lashon tzivui, is not a lashon of if. It's a lashon of a chiyuv. Im kesef, you mechuyiv to pay to get kesef talve. It's not im if you want to. There's a chiyuv. Im mizbeach. Avonim Tivneli. If you're going to build a Mizbeach, it doesn't mean if. There's a chiyuv to build a Mizbeach. Grad of Ramesha Feinstein, the Darash Moshe says, Gavaldik Adahar. So why did the Torah Taka say im? So let's say, Kesef Tal Vezami. So he says, because other mitzvahs, you do it because you're mechuyiv to do it. Over here, you should do the mitzvah because you want to do it. So it makes it as if it's a reshus. As if it's a reshus, because even if it would be a reshus, Avada, a yid would lend another yid money. So the reason the Torah puts it in a language that indicates a little bit like you have a choice in it is because really we want that you should want to do it. So Mela uses a lashon im, but really it's not im. There's a chiyuv gomor to lend someone money if you can. It's like there's a famous Rambam. Everyone knows the first half of the Rambam. That the Rambam says that when you walk by a treif restaurant. When you walk by something that smells good or that looks good, you shouldn't say, "Ich, it's disgusting." You should say, "Be'etzem, I would want to eat it, but ma'ese ha'tartziv salai." Be'etzem, I would want to, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing it because of the mitzvah. It's like the Rambam, right? So people know that's a famous Rambam that you should do the mitzvahs because Hashem wants, not because it's disgusting to you. But it's like the Rambam, that's only by ben adam lamakum. By ben adam lachaver, it's not like that. There's a sick person. Oh, be'etzem, I don't want to visit him. The Torah says I should. No, by ben adam chaver, you should want to do the mitzvahs. It's not that you shouldn't want to. And anyway, so this is the mitzvah im kesef tal ve'asami. There's another pasuk in Devarim. It says ki fasach tiftach es yodcha loy v'haveit tavitenu de'machsoyroi. That there's a din of haveit tavitenu is that you should lend him the money. Loshan Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs Rishol Chazmalva. It's Dr. Rambam mitzvahs asay lahalvois laniyei Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to lend money to a poor person. So we're going to have to keep this in mind because there's a big noisei if there's a mitzvah to lend a rich person. What if there's a person that's not considered poor? He wouldn't be eligible for tzedakah. But why is he not eligible for tzedakah? Because he has enough money to pay his basic bills. But he doesn't have basic bills because this guy has a lot of business going on. And he has banks coming after him and all sorts of things, right? And he's not going to be able to get past a certain hump in his business, and he needs money to borrow. So he's not poor; he can pay his bills. He's not going on Tomchei Shabbos. He can pay his bills, and he has food to put on his table, and he can even pay his rent. But he's going to lose his business, right? Is there a mitzvah to lend him money? Is that included in this mitzvah? So the Rosh and the Rambam, we're going to see this, and the Chafetz Chaim deals with it, mamish beferish. But the Rosh and Rambam is mitzvah asay lahalvois la'aniyei Yisrael. He says the mitzvah is to lend to a poor person. Shenemar im kesef talve es ami. If you're going to lend money, es he'oni imach yochol rishos talmud loymar havei tavitenu. It's not a rishos; it's a chiyuv. Umitzvah zu Dr. Rambam gedoyla min atzdakah. Are you aware of this, Rabbi? It's a bigger mitzvah to lend money than to give tzedakah. Why? Shezek var nitzrach lishol v'zeh adayin lo higia l'midazu. So the way the Rambam says it is because this guy is not as bad off as the ani. Therefore what? So there's two pshatim in this. One pshat is that therefore he's less. You're doing it in a way that's less embarrassing to him. You know, people borrow money. The guy that's borrowing money thinks he's still a man d'omar. Well, I'm borrowing money, whatever, I'll pay you back, I just need to... So he doesn't feel so desperate. So Mamela, you're giving him a feeling that he's a Manda Amar over here, and therefore it's a better mitzvah tzedakah. The other pshat in the Rambam is going to be, possibly going to bring at the end, that there's another mitzvah called Vehechazakta Boy, which is to help somebody not become an ani. Help someone not become desperate is also a mitzvah, and maybe by lending him money early on, you could kind of plug the hole, right? and you know, there's this guy comes, he has no job, so you say, I'll lend you money, buy a car, you can become an Uber driver, make a little bit of money, you'll pay me back for the car. And eventually, once you pay back for the car, you'll own the car. Then you could make some more money. Then you could, you know, move up and hopefully eventually, you know, put yourself on your feet. So you, there's a way that you could save him from poverty. So Al Kaponim, the Rambam says it's a bigger mitzvah. Okay? Now, before we go further, I do want to make a major disclaimer, which is that... that there's a line from the Kotzker that the Gemara says that minayin sheminig mevatal halacha. There's certain places that the minig is stronger than the halacha. And the Gemara wants to find a makar. Sometimes the minig is mevatal the halacha. So the Kotzker said, I have a better ride than the Gemara. The halacha is that when you borrow money, you have to pay back, and the minig is that you don't. So what happens is that people roll their eyes at this mitzvah because I'm lending someone money. Lemaisa, they have no real way of paying me back. I assume they're not really going to pay me back. So what are we talking about over here? So the Chafetz Chaim makes it very clear, and the Avos Chesed, we'll learn it inside. I'm just making that disclaimer now. What we're talking about is where you're sure you're going to pay back because you took a mashkin. You took something that you kind of guaranteed the payment. Maybe you have an arev, maybe you have a mashkin, maybe you have you know, other ways to guarantee, but you have the lashon of the Chafetz Chaim is that when you lent him the money, you lent him tzarech she'yeh muchzak be'einav legavra deparana. You have to know that he's a guy that can pay you back and that will pay you back. If not, then we're not talking about halva. Then it's vayter tzedakah, basically. Rabbi Yashiv says that if you lent someone money, and eventually you realize that he's not paying you back, so he says that you kind of miyais on it. If he does end up paying you back, it's like new income, and you have to take miser off of it. Right? It's like brand new money. So like the idea we're talking about is hopefully money that you can get back. Okay, now.
So it kind of means that you have to be very thoughtful with a lot of. Intention of
it's much more complicated to do this mitzvah than to just give away the money.
Yeah.
But if you do it...
Strategy.
Well...
It takes a lot of strategy.
But hopefully if you do it, A, you could do bigger amounts because you can afford to lend more money than you can give, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you can always get it back and you can be doing the mitzvah many times with the same money. That's number one. And number two is, like we're saying in the Rambam, two reasons why it's a better mitzvah. So theoretically speaking, right?
Rashi's point is a cooler
amount. Right. I'm just saying he's bringing it. He just
no, because the first amount, the full amount, is meiser once I'm miyayish it. So I gave some, left some $1,000. I'm miyayish it. Now I take off $1,000 off meiser. Now I get $1,000.
My point, what I was bringing out from him, is that it's a realistic thing that people borrow money and don't pay back, and Mela, it's like you know. He's saying it's real. Like you gave up hope on it. It's chal that you gave it away. That's what I'm saying. So it's a real issue. That happens. So but we're assuming now you're correct. You know, it takes a system. The Chafetz Chaim is going to say at the very end the proper way to do this mitzvah. Maybe it's to invest, quote unquote, your money into a gemach. So there's an existing system out there that they do the vetting and they have a system for Arevim. Maybe they even have credit cards or whatever. And they have a way of making sure they get back the money. So I don't have to be busy with it, but I give the money into an existing gemach.
That's without Meiser money?
That's with Meiser. That's a chelik of your Meiser.
Yeah.
It's not your Meiser every year. But I'm saying 1 year, if you have $10,000 of Meiser money, so you could give, he says how much, let's say a third of it to this Gemach, and now next year you're going to give a third, but that money is going to be lent many times.
Are you lending it to the Gemach or are you donating to the Gemach?
It's a good question. It doesn't make a difference.
No, then it's one time seductive, it's not a loan.
Right.
You're not lending it to anyone.
So are you, no, but you, so.
But they're your shliach.
They're your shliach to lend it out. It's a pikadon.
They're your shliach to lend it and collect.
No, it's not, they're not anybody. They're just shlichim.
That's not your money, though.
No, it could be. You could get it back. Possibly you could get it back.
You don't have to say who you're letting me get.
If I give $10,000, no, I can't come back until a few years later and say, I want my money back.
Well, let's say you
so then it's a loan.
Probably
okay. It's not a donation.
Okay, fine.
It's not
donation. I'm thinking about
Meiser.
That's my point. It still counts as Meiser. Exactly.
It counts as Meiser even though you get it back?
Well, what are you going to do with it when you get it back?
Give it back again.
When you get it back, you're also going to use it for lending.
So it's always designated as Meiser.
Yeah,
so you get it back,
yeah. But you get it back, but now you're going to lend it again.
So what are you mekayim? The mitzvah staka?
It's mitzvah halva, but halva is greater mitzvah than staka.
So it's not staka.
It's halva, but halva is greater than staka.
If you lend it to a gemach, who's ultimately responsible? The gemach?
Okay,
gemach?
Let's not get into this gemach right now. That's
who they lend it to. Money? Do you think the Meiser money?
It's a portion of your Meiser money. Now, what are you going to do with it when you get it back? What are you going to do with it when you get it back?
I'm not. You take your Meiser money and just lend it out?
Yeah. I mean, to an Ani, we're talking. If you're going to lend it to an Asher who needs it for a business deal, maybe not. Or with a Heter Iska, maybe not. But any portion of money that you could use for tzedakah, you could use to loan to an Ani. Now, when you get it back, the assumption is, and you get it back, it's right there going to be money designated for loans. Okay. Yeah.
To loan
the tzedakah. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. So you can loan your money. That's for Meiser. Yeah. Okay. Now there's a Gevaldika Sefer Achinuch over here. Sefer Achinuch also brings down this mitzvah of lending money. So let's read it inside. Sefer Achinuch is number 4 here. Mitzvah halva la'ani lahalva is la'ani kasaga sayad. You should lend the money to an ani as much as you need. Kifima shetzarch loy l'man harchiv loy to give him some peace of mind. Ulahokim me'alav anchasay. V'zoyis ha-mitzvah shalavah u'yoyisech hazak u'mechuyeves. It's a greater mitzvah than mitzvah nesinat tzedakah, than tzedakah itself. And he says why, and he says the two reasons that we said. But you go to the next paragraph, he says an unbelievable idea here, which applies equally to tzedakah and to lending money. So why Hashem, what is the idea behind the mitzvah tzedakah? So I think we think that the idea of mitzvah tzedakah is that we should look out for one another. We have to look out for one another. It's training in how look at our ummah, look at the nation of Klal Yisrael, and we look out for one another. That means that we have to be careful and looking for the benefit of the recipient, the person needing the money. So Zakta Sefer Achinuch, unbelievable pshat of here. He says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give bracha to Klal Yisrael. He wants to give bracha to Klal Yisrael. But he says bracha is only chal. Bracha is only is able to go onto someone that is a mevoirach, that is someone that's roi to get a bracha. You can only get, right? The bracha is not just about the person giving the bracha, it's about the person receiving the bracha. The one receiving the bracha is to be a kli to receive the bracha. Who is a kli to receive bracha? A person that's a mevoirach type of person. A person that's a blessed, a baruch type of person. Who is that? It's a person that gives to others. So he says, Hashem wanted to give bracha to Klal Yisrael. In order to give bracha to Klal Yisrael, he had to make us people that are ready for bracha. So he had to give us opportunities to become baruch tikka people. So therefore, he created poor people so that we could give to them. And by us giving to them, now we're ready to get bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means it's 100% for the benefit of the giver. He says, out the recipient, Hashem could have given him. What does he need us for? Hashem doesn't need us to take care of other people. Hashem could take care of everybody.
But that's the purpose.
Hashem dafka.
What? That doesn't mean that should be our das.
It is. Our das is 100%, he's saying, is, you're not supposed to be selfish, like, oh, I'm doing this because I want to be a great guy. But the point is, how you become a great person is by thinking about the other one. So by giving us opportunities to take care of others, Hashem gave us opportunities to receive bracha from him. It's the opposite. So when someone comes to your door, I don't know. I'm not sure if you could, because what he's saying is that when the person is knocking at your door, really what's happening is this is my opportunity. Hashem wants to give me bracha. There's something stopping. I'm not really a proper kli kibbol. But the second that I give him the money, now I became a kli kibbol because now I'm a mevorach dika person. Now I can get bracha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's unbelievable idea. I don't know why he said it. Really, he says it should. That's why I said it. I think it would apply equally to tzedakah, at least. And this, he says, "Shur shemitzah." In the second paragraph, number 4 here, "Shiratza akel liyos bruav milumadim umurgalim b'midas hachesed." He wants us to be accustomed to doing chesed. Ki hi amida mishubachas umitoich hechsher gufam b'midas atoivas. When we accustom ourselves to having good midas, yiruuyim lekabal asatoiva. That's when we become roy for our Kadosh Baruch Hu's toiva. Kama shomru shechaloi satoiva v'arbaach loyelam al atoiv loy behefchay. A chalis brach is only chal on a good person. Ubehetiv Hashemis brach latoivim, then yishalim cheftzai. Okay? It's unbelievable. And he says, Vim lav mitzat cherish zeh, if it weren't for this, haloi hu baruch hu yasbik lani de machsari. Zula saying, he doesn't need our help. This is a whole new perspective on tzedakah and chesed, according to the Hesach. Let's stick over here to the inyan of halva. Okay? So, we raised a question earlier that we know that there's a halacha of kedima in hilchos tzedakah, right? We had a whole shir on it from Rabbi Khan, and there's a whole seder adavar in hilchos tzedakah of kedima. That means if there's someone in your city, you give to your city before a different city. If there's a relative, you give to someone your relative before someone in your city, etc. That same seder adavar applies to halva. So if someone wants to borrow money, is your relative comes before a neighbor. A neighbor comes before someone from a different city, etc. What about, where does the mitzvah of lending, what about, is there any mitzvah to lend to an usher, to a wealthy person? Why would he need to borrow money? So there's two scenarios that a person who's classified as an usher would want to borrow money. One is, he has a good business opportunity, and he wants to you know, do a deal. Like, he doesn't have the cash right now. You want to help him do the deal. That's one oifen of halva. And then there's another oifen where he happens to be a rich person, but right now, he doesn't have money. He has a lot of assets and stuff, but everything's going to fall apart if you don't give him cash right now. Is that a mitzvah of halva? Is it just stam, a general mitzvah of chesed? And if it is a mitzvah of halva, is it the same as the mitzvah of halva to a poor person? Do you hear the shayla? So, there is a mitzvah like this. If you look in the last thing, before we go into that shayla, we have to introduce another mitzvah. There's a pasuk. Ki yamuch achicha, if someone's falling down, umata yada imach, and his hands are falling, ve'echezakta, but you should hold him up. Ger v'soysha v'chai imach, you should give him life. Hechezakta boy. Zok drashi. Al tanicheyu sheyered v'yipol. Don't let him fall. V'yekosha l'akimoy, and then it's hard to pick him up. He's about to fall. If you let him fall, then he's going to become an ani, and then you're going to have to give him even more. Give him right now, before he becomes an ani. El chazkeu mishas moita sayat. From the minute that he becomes shaky, give him some money. Lama zedoymi lamasu shala chamor. If you put it up on the chamor, it will stay. But if it falls to the ground, you can't lift it and put it back on the chamor. It's much more difficult. So there's another mitzvah here called vechazak taboy. Now, vechazak taboy is not the mitzvah of lending money. It's a general mitzvah. So now we have to go in and see where does that play out. So if you go into the Sefer Chafetz Chaim that I printed out there, so the Chafetz Chaim starts off like this. It says, Mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, lulvois la'aniye achenu. So he's being medayik over here that the ikur mitzvah is to lend to a poor person. We have to see what's with a wealthy person. Shinarim kesef talves ami es ha'oni imach. You should lend to a rich, to a poor person. And we said that ve'im means a tzachiv, and he brings a pasuk v'avei tavitenu, etc. Now if you go down, and let's see where it is in this print, if you go down a little bit to the top of the next page, okay, so the top of the next page, he brings what I just brought down. U'mitzvah zu, g'doy lo yosem min atzdokah, she'ein ha'ani boish v'davar, he's not embarrassed, gam she'bezeh toymech yodoy, also you're making sure he doesn't fall, like we just spoke out from the pasuk. U'miskayim bezesh ha'pasuk, v'chiyamuch hichik mato yodoy v'chazak t'boy, da'enu she'yachzik boy et shlo yipol v'yitztarach labriyos. By lending him money, maybe you stop the gap, stop the hole, he doesn't fall. Now look at this, where it says the dalad there. U'mitzvah gamkein. It's also a mitzvah. Lalvois la'asher lefi sha'a. To give money and lend to a classified as a wealthy person. B'sha'a she'ein ha'mois motzu. If he doesn't have cash on him. The gemilus chesed noyeg bein la'aniyim bein la'ashir. Because there is chesed to an asher as well. Ela deha ani koydim loy bazeh, but the ani comes first. So it's mashma in the Chafetz Chaim, and he explains what he says in the bottom, but it's mashma from him, that it's a mitzvah to lend to Asher, but it's only chesed. It's not this special mitzvah of halva. Because the special mitzvah of halva is a form of tzedakah. You have to be eligible for tzedakah. So if you have a wealthy guy that needs cash to do a deal, so it's a chesed. But it doesn't, since it's only chesed, it's not specifically the mitzvah in Kesef Talves Ami, the Mela lending to the poor one comes first. Assuming.
Can you use your mice money grant?
Yeah, because it's chesed. That's not stucco.
If you use your mice money, do chesed?
Yeah, you can't do mice money to give to Chai Lifeline and Bikur Chayim. Same thing.
That's stucco, but say if
it's. It's not stucco, it's chesed.
It's not, I want to drive someone to the airport, I can take the guys with mice?
It's chesed. It's mitzvah chesed. If he needed a ride, you would pay for his Uber. He can't afford it? He could afford it. If he could afford it, then.
Yeah. Okay. No, not sure.
He can't afford, but he doesn't have the echatim to do this.
So then he's considered.
But it costs you to do chesed. When it costs you to do chesed, it's a chayr meiser. Yeah, meiser is chesed. It's not tzedaka. It's chesed.
If you can afford the gas, I'm not charging
it. It's not tzedaka, but it's chesed. So you can't use the portion of your meiser which is designated for tzedaka.
But you can't. You can't take meiser money to do a chesed. Is what you're saying.
You could, but there's a portion of your ma'aser which is supposed to be for tzedakah. That doesn't classify that. Now, there's other nafkaminas also. He says the other nafkaminas if you made a neder to give the loan. So he said nidre tzedakah is like nidre hektish. It's like it's mamish chomer neder, but nidre on chesed is not the same level. You can't do it.
Went over that really fast. You say you cannot give somebody money to go on an Uber, and that's
if there's somebody that can't afford it. So it's a rare case because then he's an ani if he can't afford it.
Right. Okay.
I'm saying he could let him do the Uber then. Okay. I'll pay you back. Why can't he pay you? But let's say you're giving him a ride. He can't get there otherwise. So you do chesed, but it costs you money to do that chesed. So. It costs you money to go visit someone in the hospital. The guy's the wealthiest guy in the world, but he needs visitors. So it doesn't do with money. But it costs me money to go, and I had to take an Uber to go do the chesed. You could take that off Meiser.
Okay.
It's a mitzvah. We pass again that mitzvahs come off Meiser. But it's not the portion of your Meiser which is designated for tzedakah.
What portion is designated for
tzedakah? We don't have to get to that. That's separate. Maybe a third. That's the whole cycle.
Yeah.
Not mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to do, like the Ba'alulah or Nesir. But this is not mechuyev to do it. Someone else could do it. I don't have to do it. So since I don't have to, you can't use your Meiser money to buy tefillin and a lulav, but this is a mitzvah that I don't have to do it. So Mamela, if I'm doing it, I can take it off Meiser. So now, the
you could use Cholmash to buy tefillin.
Yeah, maybe.
According to
what
you said, in case
of Talbot's not immediate,
then I have to
use Chomish to
buy your groceries.
What? No. Because Stuck is also like that. That's Stucka money. There's a portion of your Maisa which is Stucka money. So now, right, I mean, it's just catch 22 then, right? So Zokter, there is a mitzvah to lend to an asher, but that mitzvah is not this mitzvah, because that mitzvah doesn't classify as tzedakah, so it's not the special mitzvah in Kesef Talvis Ami, it's a general mitzvah of chesed. Okay? So now, but he says over here on the bottom, go look here. So eventually we found that, like this, we found that the Avas Chesed is mechalik in two places. He's mechalik between two different types of loans to an usher. Okay, there's a loan to an usher, which is done. You know, he needs the cash right now to close this deal, close that deal, right? Fine. So you're going to lend him for free, and you're going to do a beautiful chesed for him. But that's not the mitzvah of him kesef talvis ami. But what happens if the scenario is that he's mamish ganu, lose his whole business? And he's gonna lose everything. He's gonna lose his business, he's gonna lose his parnasa, and he just can't pay back, he's gonna foreclose on his property. And you could lend him right now, give him that money. Where does that fall in? Is that called in Kesef Talvis Ami as Ani Imach? Is he considered in that category right now? Or is it a loan to an usher, which is a chesed, but it's not this special mitzvah?
Isn't it usher that it's his chesed?
So it's zikr v'hechazakta boy, but is it v'hechazakta boy, but is it also m'kesef talva? So the Avas Chesed says, it's not printed here, it isn't printed here. So he says like this, at the end of that piece, he says like this. U'matzasi peshel davar l'ani azdai te b'zeh shish chiluk b'davar. I'm just going to read it and then we'll explain it. Who? Im ha'asher dachok l'ma'os, elu shalava, if he mamish needs the money, because it could happen. That the usher needs a large amount, like the ani needs a small amount. It says, "Im kesef talve." What's the pasuk? Im kesef talve es ami es haani imach. So let it just skip the word ami. Let it say, "Im kesef talve es haani imach." If you're going to lend money to the poor. Why Ami? Ami is referring to anyone in the nation. Sometimes there's a mitzvah to lend even to an usher. So he says, if there's a mitzvah to lend to an usher, and because if you don't lend it to him, he's going to fall, then he becomes a mitzvah, like an ani for this purpose, and there's a mitzvah midaraisa of halva to lend him money. Okay? So now, you could have a scenario that the guy's not eligible for tzedakah, because eligible for tzedakah means he could pay his basic bills for X amount of time. 6 months, whatever. He has enough money or income that he could pay his basic bills. But right now he can pay his bills. What if he loses this, his house, he loses his property, everything's falling apart, he can't make that, he's going to, right? The lawyers explained to me the language. It's going to trip the covenant, right? That's the lesson. Fine. He's going to mess up his deals. So then he it could be it's a mitzvah midaraisa of halva to lend it to him. Okay, it's very, very, very interesting halacha. Okay, one other halacha. The Gemara says that in the Seder Kedima is in Kesef Talvis Ami es Ha'ani Imach. You should lend to a Yid before a guy. It's a Gemara Bava Metzia. You should lend to a Yid before a guy. So, in fact, the Gemara Pshita, obviously, lend to a Yid before a guy. What's the shaila? No, it means even if the guy is going to pay ribbits and the Yid is not going to pay ribbits. Okay, so even he's willing to pay, and he's not willing to pay, he should still do the free loan.
Well, what if you do for myself when you can't, right?
Well, a ribbis to a guy? Is that a loan?
You can't do that with
my sir. No, fine, forget my sir. I'm just saying.
And if it's a loan to a Jew, it could be for my sir.
Fine. But the question is, the Maisa in general. So he says, so you see from this Gemara, that if I have a choice to lend money to a guy with interest, or lend free to a Yid, so I have to lend free to the Yid. So Shaila is, that's a pella, because you had, so the Rishonim and Achronim, earlier Achronim, had Chuvis and Svarim, Shalos and Chuvis, because the Parnasa of Yidin was, in those days, to be moneylenders, to lend money to Goyim with interest. So you're telling me I have to close down the whole business, guys, I have to take all my money and lend it free to Yidin for free. So what are you talking about? Well, what is the Pasuk referring to? So, and also you see from here that if, like we started off, if it's going to cost me money to go and lend money to someone else, I have to, it sounds like I'm going to have to spend that money. Because I have to give up the potential revach I would have had by lending it to a guy and lending it to the yid for free. So the Achronim, Omaz, where Moshe has a tshuva on it, that's very clear. That we're not talking about somebody that his parnasa is to lend to goyim with interest. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about he has money, lacks extra money for chesed. So now he can make money off that money or he can do it for free. We're talking about a minute amount, not a large amount. I'm not talking about the imuchli to give up large amounts of money to go and lend and give someone else for free. We're talking about a small amount. So, and this could be my simcha yoyim taka. Because this could be that you would take out money from some sort of investment or a CD or some sort of something which is interest bearing, you'll be making a few percent on your money, and then take that money out to lend someone for free. Are you mechayev to do that? So according to this, if it's just, you know, it's extra money, I'm not thinking about it too much. It's not my business, but I'm not going to keep it in my checking account. I'll put it over there, and it's making a couple percent. It's extra money that I'm not really thinking about, but it is going to cost me money at the end. To go and take that money out to lend to the guy, to lend to the yid, it's a mefurish gemara that you're mechuyev to do that. L'chayra.
It's talking about after meiser, and you've completely filled up your done with meiser. You still have mechuyev to take out that money.
What do you want to do? What do you want to say? You want to say?
Saying, obviously, you can't talk about meiser because otherwise, you can't lend to the guy. You can't put in your check, your CD. So we're talking about
the money. Right. You want to know
meiser?
Yeah, because it's guaranteed. But obviously, we're talking about it's very guaranteed.
And someone needs money to forget, I'm not forget. Concerned about not getting paid back.
And it's sitting there doing nothing anyway.
It's sitting in a money market account or whatever. So
you're doing a Maaser Chesed.
You have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, what's the idea of the Bikalam? It's just like it's secure. If the person cannot pay, like if you take his Bikalam and he asks, not in the case of the Ashur, then it will be in bigger problems. But also, if you don't take that Bikalam, you're going to lend to someone else. So what's the...
That doesn't matter. Have tavi ten. Well, that's also your mashkin. I mean, but eventually you're allowed to collect your money. Maybe mesadrin le bal choiv, the Gemara says, that we don't let the bal choiv take from the ani, we don't let him take his bed and his pillow. You don't put him on the street. But, you know, you could take, you could figure out a way. Now, if he's really an ani and he has no, you know, but I don't know if we're talking economy. So that type of situation, Chafetz Chaim says, if there's not going to be a proper way to collect from him, then it's very shaykh, you don't have this mitzvah. Tell me, you know, you have people that there's a proper way to collect from them.
So how do you determine that a little money? How do you determine this? Who determines this?
Yeah. What's called a little, what's called a lot?
Yeah, who determines this?
So Ramosha's Lashon is, it's Kifi the Pra. I'll read you the Lashon, and I don't know if it's going to help us, but his Lashon here is, the Mash Omer of Nachman B'Shem Rav Huna, the Ami Koidim Shebaal Vohu, the Filu L'Nochri B'Ribis L'Yisoh B'Chinam, this that you have to give, Yisoh B'Chinam, Ein Zeh B'Sach Godol. The Mash Akasa Parnassas Ribis Mishar, Mashna Parnassas Ribis Mishar Parnassas. You don't have to stop your whole business to give people free loans. So he says, So eventually people figure out what that is. But obviously it's going to be a different sach katan for each person. I think it's an amount that you're not really cheshbening. There's some people that they're living off of their investments. They're living off of their interest. Look, a year that I'm only making 4%, I'm talking versus 8%, it's going to affect me. It's an amount, I think he's talking amount that you're not really thinking about. It's not in your cheshbon. It's nice to have extra money, whatever, but it's not something that really is a significant amount in that sense. So in that way, maybe that money you mechayev to set aside and lend if the person comes to you. Okay, to be continued, Be'ezras Hashem.